This is Radio MD COVID-19 Weekly, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. Coming up in this episode, we hear about sleeping during these stressful times and how to get some better sleep. That's up after our news. As coronavirus cases continue to spike and working from home seems pretty permanent, many Americans are planning to set off to live in new places. According to a recent NPR article, 14 million to 23 million Americans intend to relocate to a different city or region as a result of all this telework. Those numbers come from a new study released by Upwork, a freelancing platform. Big cities will see the largest out-migration, according to the survey, about 20% of respondents planning to move live in a major city. A CDC report says the coronavirus spreads quickly among people living together, so quickly that you should start wearing a facial covering inside shared spaces as soon as you think you or someone in your household is infected. The CDC Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report says that more than 100 households in Nashville and Marshfield, Wisconsin, were studied from April to September to determine the rate of COVID transmission within a household. These findings suggest that transmission of SARS-CoV-2 within households is high. It occurs quickly and can originate from both children and adults, the CDC said of the new study. Prompt adoption of disease control measures, including self-isolating at home, appropriate self-quarantine of household contacts, and all household members wearing a mask in shared spaces, can reduce the probability of household transmission. A safe Thanksgiving during a pandemic is possible, but health experts know that their advice won't always be followed this season. Stay home, don't travel, and if you must gather, do it outside. With a fall surge of coronavirus infections gripping the U.S., many Americans are foregoing the tradition. On Monday, the CDC updated its holiday guidance, noting that the virus is worsening and that small household gatherings are an important contributor. The CDC said older adults and others at heightened risk of severe illness should avoid gathering with people outside their households. Experts point to Canada, where Thanksgiving was celebrated October 12th. Clusters of cases tied to family gatherings followed. While anxiety and dread about the state of the world right now are keeping many of us awake at night, whether it's your health or your job, some aspect of COVID-19 is probably throwing you off and making it difficult to rest. But we hope you can find some comfort in knowing that this is happening to so many other people right now. Dr. Michael Awad is a fellowship-trained sleep surgeon and chief of sleep surgery at Northwestern Medicine. He joined Dr. Holly Lucille on her Radio MD podcast, Mindful Medicine, to talk about sleep apnea, how sleep can build immunity, and what to do when the world feels out of our control.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but probably one of the best things for our immune system, because when you point the finger at the virus, right, which we all have been doing, and we hear about it every day to this day, it's that old adage that there's three pointing back at you, right? So we can do things to actually increase the resistance of the host, right? This virus needs a host in order for it to be activated, and we are the hosts. And so sleep is probably one of the best things that we can have. A good night's sleep where you get to sleep and stay asleep and cycle through those sleep stages, correct?
Well, totally. I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head here. And moreover, there's a lot of things that are out of our control these days, right? I think a lot of us feel like the world is moving past us and, you know, we're just not in control of anything going on, right? However, this is one of the things that we can control, and it's one of the things that can have a big impact, because we know even just one night of sleep deprivation significantly, as much as 30%, reduces our ability to fight infections. You know, getting that good sleep every single night and keeping a consistent schedule is a great way to boost your immune system. It's a great way to keep, you know, appropriate levels of, the antibodies that are required in order to fight infection, and all of those types of inflammatory cells that we actually need and are good against, you know, fighting infections in the body.
Yeah. So, all right, we're having trouble sleeping. You do this day in and day out. What are some tips that folks can actually start implementing right after the show, like for tonight, that they could do to help this? I would say it's the best medicine around. And I used to, let me tell you, Dr. Watt, I would take it for granted. I was one of those people who was like, I can sleep when I die. And, you know, I would just burn the candle at both ends. And just, and now being a, you know, postmenopausal, almost 55-year-old woman, I'm like, this is my best friend and I want to protect it as much as I can because it's awesome. And let's face it, our days start the night before. So what can we do to start sleeping better, especially when so many things are out of our control and so much stress is upon us, even more than our current just modern day? It's because of this pandemic. What can we do?
Well, Holly, you know, the work actually starts as soon as you get up to think about how we're going to improve our sleep for tonight.
Wow.
So let's take this in a bit of a stepwise approach. So these are things that actually, you know, the listeners don't have to start on later tonight. They can start on this today, you know, during the day. You know, so let's start by talking about light. That's one of the important things, I think. During this pandemic, a lot of us, in fact, I would venture to say most of us are spending a lot of time working from home. And we're not getting that exposure to our usual schedule that keeps us in line and keeps us in check. One of those important governing factors is actually light exposure. So when we're inside, we're not getting a whole lot of light exposure if you're not, you know, lucky enough to live in kind of big windowed homes and things like that. So getting exposure to light is critical in the morning because it signals to our internal body clock, in other words, our circadian rhythm, as it's so called, that it's time to be up and active. So I think one of the big things, and you can kind of do double duty here all at once, is to get up in the morning and maybe think about, instead of having your coffee, if that's something that you like to do, if that's your habit, coffee or tea, or even better, a glass of water in the morning, go ahead and do that outside. Get some exposure to natural light first thing in the morning. Absolutely. And if you even want to take that up a notch, one of the other important things in addition to light is exercise. We have to build up this thing called sleep pressure in order to be able to fall asleep later in the night. And what is sleep pressure? If you think about a toddler who you take swimming and they kind of swim at the beach all day and then they knock out in the car, that's a good example of sleep pressure. So they built up that, you know, requirement for their energy usage, and then they get tired. And adults are the same. We actually have to use up a certain amount of energy and build what we call a sleep pressure. It's actually a buildup of certain sleep hormones in the body that causes us to feel sleepy. And you can do that by introducing exercise into your daily routine.
That's great. I mean, so right when we wake up, not to put any pressure on anybody, but we can start thinking about our good night's sleep ahead of us. So going outside, natural light, and then increasing sleep pressure. There is nothing better to me than the feeling of just complete exhaustion after doing. I love gardening. I love, like, you know, cutting wood. I love, you know, being outside. And I go up to my friend Dr. Tori Hudson's property, and she has a laundry list of me just to fuss around and do. And to come in around 6 o'clock and have a small dinner and just have the best night's sleep ever, because I've never heard of sleep pressure either, but I get it. I get it. And so we can get our, you know, people are thinking about, like, you know, at work right now, we're doing a step challenge, but getting out and moving is way more, there's way more to it than just getting that blood flowing or increasing, you know, cardiovascular health or bone health even, or mental wellness. It can help you sleep better.
It can definitely help you sleep better. And I think people sometimes hear exercise and say, you know, say you're a busy mom. I mean, you hear exercise and you think, I don't have the time to go to a gym. I can't. But it doesn't necessarily mean getting into a gym and lifting weights. Just getting out, even with your little one in the morning, for a 30-minute walk or a 20-minute walk around the block, you're doing double duty. Get the exercise, you get the light, and you even get some time with the little one to help tucker them out a little bit later too. So, I mean, these are all good things, and it doesn't have to be strenuous.
Hear more about pandemic sleep in this full episode of Mindful Medicine, found right here on RadioMD.com or any other podcast platform. Well, this has, of course, been RadioMD COVID-19 Weekly. Contact us with questions or give us some feedback at COVID-19 at RadioMD.com. I'm Caitlin White. Stay safe and still 6 feet apart.